I'm Shelley Carney. As a content creator, I've learned a lot about making videos, creating podcast episodes, writing blog posts, and doing it all consistently. Welcome to The Land of Enchantment, a podcast that explores personal development, adventure, and creativity in the beautiful state of New Mexico. Join me as I share my personal growth journey, explore the Land of Enchantment, and share tips and tricks for content creators. Get ready to be inspired, learn something new, and fall in love with the Land of Enchantment. Well, hello. Today we're talking about the power of decision, commitment, and deadlines, how to achieve any goal anytime. We're going to talk about this topic that's important for anyone looking to achieve their goals, regardless of age. The power of decision, commitment, and deadlines is a very important thing to recognize, especially if you are a business owner or you're a content creator. As we get older, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that certain goals are no longer achievable or that we don't have the time or energy to pursue them. But today, we're going to challenge that notion and explore how you can achieve any goal, anytime, with the right mindset and approach. Whether you're a seasoned content creator or just starting, the insights we share today will help you to stay focused, motivated, and on track toward your goals. So get ready to discover the power of decision, commitment, and deadlines. Here's a brief conversation between friends. It's 9 p.m. and Toby asks me from the kitchen, "Do you want some ice cream?" Gosh, ice cream sounds wonderful, but it's rather late to eat dessert. I don't know. Are you having ice cream? I waver in reply. Toby adopts a paternal demeanor and says, "Don't base your decision on my actions. You've got to decide for yourself." An avoidance mechanism I revert to in times of uncertainty and stress is to let somebody else make decisions for me. Then I can just go along for the ride and blame them if it was the wrong choice. Avalanche of change. I'm experiencing a major life upheaval, and it requires me to make important decisions, commit to them, and create deadlines. My family and friends all ask, "How can I help? Help me make a plan. Then I'll feel like I have some control." When life dumps a huge change of circumstances in your path, feeling overwhelmed and anxious about the future is a natural reaction. Whether it's a job loss, a health crisis, or a major life event, uncertainty can leave us feeling paralyzed and unsure of how to move forward. Creating a plan of action can be a powerful way to overcome this fearful indecision and take control of our circumstances. By breaking down the situation into smaller, more manageable pieces and developing a clear strategy for moving forward, we can reduce anxiety and start making progress toward our goals. While it's important to acknowledge and process our emotions during times of change, having a plan can help us feel more confident, prepared, and in control of our future. And sometimes we need to reach out and get some help, whether that's from somebody in our support community, a friend, a family member, or even a coach or mentor. That is something that we should feel safe and ready to do whenever we feel a little bit lost or stuck. Decision and commitment profoundly changes us. Big or small, our choices affect the paths that our lives take. From the food we eat for breakfast to the career paths we pursue, each decision carries with it a set of consequences that shape who we are and where we're headed. But making a decision is just the first step. It's the commitment that comes after the decision that makes all the difference. Making choices and sticking to them has a deep impact on who we are. There's a phrase that I've used and I really like it. It's make the decision, then make it right. If you're having trouble making a decision because you're worried that it'll be the wrong one, then when you make the decision and fully commit to it and move forward on it, that's making it the right decision for you. And nobody can question it. If you move forward with confidence, people will say, well, I see you've made your decision. I'll get on board with that. It's that commitment that makes all that difference. When we commit to something, we're making a promise to ourselves that we will follow through no matter what. And it's that commitment that gives us the power to achieve our goals and dreams. When my husband and I got married in 1984, we vowed to stay together until one of us died, till death do us part. We committed to living life together in sickness and health and through good times and bad. We're still together because that promise profoundly changed us. We changed from being two separate individuals to becoming a family. Deadlines are a powerful motivator. Time constraints often push one to achieve their goals. Deadlines force us to take action and get things done. Without them, we might procrastinate or put things off indefinitely. But with a deadline, we have a clear target to aim for and a sense of urgency to help us stay focused and on track. When we decide to buy a car, sell our house, retire, or get married, we need to choose a date when it will happen, or it just isn't going to happen. Last year, I decided to create a signature course to teach Encore entrepreneurs to create a complete content marketing system for their businesses. I had an arbitrary deadline at first, so it was a slow process, and I kept putting it off to work on other things. Then in September, I agreed to include this course in a content creator's bundle that would go on sale during the week of Black Friday. They gave me a firm deadline in mid-October, and I finally finished the course. You can find my signature program, Livecast Lifestyle, The Secret to Fun, Fulfilling, and Consistent Content Creation, at program.agkmedia.studio. That's available to anybody who goes there and checks that out. I hope you do check it out. And if you decide to take the course, let me know. Goals without time limits. Some goals are not as straightforward as setting a deadline and working towards it. Take, for example, the goal of reaching 1,000 subscribers on a YouTube channel. And that's what you have to do if you want to monetize. You have to have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time within a year. While you can set targets and work towards them, there's no way to predict exactly when you'll hit that magical number. It took us 6 months to get to 100 subscribers on our New Mexico Day Trips YouTube channel. What helped move the needle was publishing short videos. We just reached 117 subscribers this week. In 2017, however, we reached 1,000 subscribers in 7 months. And that was before shorts and live streams. All we did was upload videos. But for both channels, we produced weekly content. Algorithms and audiences change over time, and some content attracts more people more quickly. This is where persistence and determination come into play. Some goals require you to keep working at them until you get there. It may take weeks, months, or even years, but if you keep putting in the effort, you will eventually reach your goal. The key is to stay focused and keep pushing forward, even when progress seems slow or non-existent. Don't get discouraged by setbacks or slow growth. Instead, use them as opportunities to learn and improve your approach. It's also important to remember that success is not just about reaching a specific number or achieving a particular outcome. It's about the journey and the process of growth and development that comes with working towards a goal. If you're watching my video, you can see that this is a screen cap from New Mexico Day Trips. Toby and I work really hard on this, and we take trips almost every week in order to create content for this show. Part of the fun of it, and the growth and learning comes from meeting people, talking to them, giving them our business card, talking about our YouTube channel, and sharing, you know, our ideas for future trips, and people sharing their ideas with us for places we might go or things we might see in New Mexico. That interaction is just as much fun as growing our channel, and it's a big part of it. I love looking back over our photo albums for New Mexico day trips for the past 6 months and remembering the adventures we had. If you want to see our photo albums, go to nmdaytrips.com and you can see them there. So even if you haven't hit that 1,000 subscriber mark yet, celebrate the small victories along the way and keep pushing forward. What is your goal? Some goals don't have a specific deadline, but that doesn't mean they're not worth pursuing. With persistence, determination, and a willingness to learn and grow, you can achieve even the most challenging goals. Keep working at it, and you might just exceed your expectations and achieve even more than you imagined. Uncertain or arbitrary deadlines. An uncertain deadline can be a tricky situation to navigate, as it can be hard to plan and prepare when you don't know exactly when something's going to happen. For instance, I have family coming to visit sometime in the next 3 months. I know my daughter is coming next week. My niece is coming the week after that. And then I think my brother's coming sometime soon, and his kids might be coming sometime soon, but I don't know exactly when they will arrive. But I do know I want to get the house ready before they do. Do you have any uncertain deadlines approaching that you can think of? In situations like these, the key is to focus on what you can control. You may not know exactly when your guests will arrive, but you can start preparing your house for their visit right away. Break down the tasks into smaller, manageable steps and start tackling them one by one. For me, I'm starting to reduce clutter, and I'm cleaning room by room, dusting and, you know, deep cleaning things, and getting ready to shampoo the carpets and all of that. And I have a list that I follow. So, okay, I cleaned the microwave, check. I shampoo the carpets, check. Each of these things, I want to get them done before company arrives, so I make that list and I whittle away at it. Start with the essentials, cleaning, decluttering, and then move on to more specific tasks like organizing the guest room and stocking up on groceries. By breaking down the tasks and taking action right away, you'll be better prepared for when your deadline arrives. It's also important to stay flexible and adaptable. While you may have a general timeline in mind, be prepared to adjust and shift your priorities as needed. If unexpected events or delays occur, don't panic or get discouraged. Instead, reassess the situation and adjust your plan accordingly. Now, I've told my kids I didn't get everything done, and they're like, the reason we're coming is to help you get those things done, so don't stress about it. That's okay then. I can reassess and I can relax a little bit as well. These arbitrary deadlines can be a challenge, but with a proactive mindset and a willingness to adapt, you can overcome them. Start preparing as soon as possible, break down the tasks into manageable steps, and stay flexible in your approach. By doing so, you'll be ready and you can enjoy yourself without the stress of last-minute decisions and unfinished tasks. Achieving any goal. While goals with fixed deadlines, uncertain deadlines, and milestone-based goals may seem vastly different, they all share one commonality: the need for a plan and a focused effort. Regardless of the type of goal, you need to have a clear plan of action in place. Know what steps to take to reach your goal and what resources you need to achieve it. For goals with a deadline, having a sense of urgency and a specific time frame can be a powerful motivator. It can help you stay on track and make the most of your time so you can achieve your goal within the set time frame. For goals with an uncertain deadline, it's essential to stay flexible and adaptable. You need to be prepared to adjust your approach and priorities as needed while keeping your focus on the end goal. For milestone-based goals, the key is to keep pushing forward even when you don't have a specific deadline. It's about taking consistent action and making steady progress toward the goal, celebrating each milestone along the way. By breaking down the goal into smaller, manageable steps and staying dedicated and focused, you can achieve any type of goal, regardless of the deadline or milestones involved. Here are some tips on how to achieve any goal anytime. Number one, set a clear and specific goal for yourself and break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Two, create a plan of action that outlines what you need to do to achieve your goal. Three, stay focused and committed to your goal, even when the going gets tough. Four, set a deadline for your goal to create a sense of urgency and keep yourself accountable. Five, be adaptable and flexible and adjust your plan as needed when unexpected events or delays occur. Don't just give up. Number six, celebrate small victories along the way to keep yourself motivated. Seven, stay persistent and keep pushing forward, even when progress seems slow or non-existent. Eight, for goals with an uncertain deadline, start preparing as soon as possible and stay flexible in your approach. And number nine, for milestone-based goals, focus on taking consistent action and steadily progressing towards your goal. Finally, remember that success is not just about reaching a specific outcome or deadline, but about the journey and the process of growth and development that comes with working towards a goal. If you're having trouble creating content consistently so you can reach your goals, you can quickly master consistency when you get my How to Create, Publish, and Distribute Content Consistently online course at course.ajkmedia.studio. Or if you'd like to talk with us one-on-one, you can schedule a video chat and let's talk about your vision for creating and sharing content with the world at consulting.ajkmedia.studio. Now it's time for another fun little poem to close out today's topic. It's called Embracing Change, the Power of Having a Plan. When life throws you a curveball and you're feeling lost and small, it's easy to get overwhelmed and let the fear take the helm. But don't let that stop you now. You can still make your dreams somehow. With a plan and some determination, you can conquer any situation. Take that big change and break it down into smaller steps. Don't let it drown. Make a list and take it slow. And soon enough, you'll start to glow. You'll feel empowered and in control as you tackle each goal, big or small. So don't let fear hold you back. Create a plan and stay on track. Life may be unpredictable and strange, but with a plan, you can embrace the change. Live your life with a big, beaming grin and let the good times truly begin. This week, focus on those tasks that you've been procrastinating on. Book an appointment in your calendar to dedicate time for their completion so that you set deadlines and achieve them. Don't miss out on the adventures to be had and memories to be made in New Mexico. Visit my website, nmdaytrips.com, now to see what's in store for you when you explore the land of enchantment with me. Thanks for listening today. I hope you got some value from what I've shared. I appreciate you. We need to stick together and support each other, so please subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. If you've got questions about things to do and places to see in New Mexico, or you want more information about something I've mentioned, write to me at support@ajkmedia.studio and I'll do my best to give you a helpful answer.